Coach, is this game as big in the standings as it would look on paper?
Well, it definitely is, and thanks, Bob, Chris, for having me on. It's great to be on with you guys, and this is, without question, the game of the year to this point for our program and in the Cascade Conference, and it's probably the game of the week nationally here in the NAI here in Caldwell this weekend. It's pretty exciting to have our team obviously ranked in the top 10 at 8th in the country, and Warner Pacific has been moving up like crazy as they've put together an incredible string of victories, and they're up to 16th in the country, and both teams sitting with one loss in conference right now, and it's kind of like the two top dogs at the moment are going to go at each other for the first time of two this Friday night, and I'm glad it's at our place because we haven't been home very much lately. We had to play 5 of our first 7 conference games on the road, and so for us to get through that and be 6-1 right now, I feel good about where we're at, but you know, you're only as good as the next time you get out there and play, and we've got probably the best team you know, outside of Boise State and Gonzaga that we've played all year long.
Now, it's not unfamiliar to see your team near the top of the standings, near the top of the rankings, but what makes this specific bunch for this year unique?
You know, it's a young group of guards that we don't have a senior that plays the 1, 2, or 3 position for us in the program. We don't have a senior guard in our program. Our experience is up front. Our 4 and 5, and you know, we have two 4s and 2 5s that are seniors, and that's it. And so it's been an interesting a group that I knew was going to improve dramatically from the start of the year to the end. And to this point, we've really gotten a lot better. But we've been a team that has been able to, talent-wise, go on the road and beat teams like Vanguard University over Thanksgiving, or, you know, play tough and you know, have a 5-point lead at halftime at Boise State, lose a game by 5 there, or even play tough against a team like Gonzaga. I mean, we obviously have a lot of talent on our roster, but at the same time, we've actually lost a couple games to two of maybe the 3 least talented teams on our roster. On our schedule have accounted for 2 of our losses this year, and so there's been some growing up that's had to happen for sure. And our team is very athletic. It's probably the most athletic we've been since I've been here, top to bottom on our roster. We're as deep as we've been. And so the potential to make a big run this year is there. And it seems like as conference play has started, we've started to find our groove. We were playing great going into the Christmas break. We played fantastic last weekend on the road, sweeping the Northwest and Evergreen State road trip for the first time since I've been the coach here. And so, you know, it sets up well for a big-time game this Friday night. And these are the most – Warner Pacific is very athletic as well, and they really get up and down the floor. So these are the 2 most athletic teams in the conference going up against each other, and 2 teams that, you know, can make for some pretty exciting basketball.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk with Bob and Chris on Sports Radio The Ticket. Scott Garson, head coach at CFI, joining us in his 5th season. His record is 111-40, 3 out of the 4 years they've gone to the NAI National Tournament. Earlier in the show, we were talking about home court advantage, fan involvement, fans affecting the game. We're talking about it at Taco Bell Arena for Saturday night against San Diego State. Venues in your conference, I'm sure, a little bit smaller. So maybe tell us a little bit how much the fan experience at the games makes a difference when you're either at home or on the road.
Well, it is different. I mean, there's games where where they have some good crowds on the road, but there's times where we're playing in a tiny gym. On Friday last weekend, we played at Northwest, where literally there's only 3 or 4 rows of, I think it's maybe 4 rows of bleachers on each side, 4 or 5 rows of bleachers on each side. So that's a really small gym. That's smaller than most of the high school gyms here in the Treasure Valley. And so even if they don't have what you would consider a large crowd by the numbers, it gets loud in there, and everybody's right on top of you. And so it's a unique situation. You know, obviously at our place, it's a lot smaller than, you know, when you're watching Boise State play at Taco Bell Arena. But there's 2,000 people in that venue, and it can really get raucous and loud. It's really a lot of fun, and it does affect the game. The following day, last weekend, our second game at Evergreen State, there weren't a lot. We had more fans there than they did at home. I mean, they're having a little bit of trouble this year, and you know, there weren't a lot of people there, so it's different. And all of a sudden, you have to find your own energy, and you have to really rely on the maturity of your team and the seniors on your team to say, "Hey, guys, it doesn't matter if there's nobody here or if there's full house here. We got to come ready to play." This Friday night at our place, both teams will be ready to play because they're going to walk in there and it's going to be a raucous crowd and there's going to be a huge student section. And I mean, literally, we're going to have half of our campus there. I mean, you know, There'll be 500 or 600 students in the student section, which is about 50% of our student body, which is pretty cool. And we'll have a great community crowd, so it'll be a full house. And not only does that get our team pumped up, but it gets the other team pumped up too, because they're not used to getting to play in front of crowds like that. This is the best crowd that Warner Pacific will play in front of all year long. So, it's a double-edged sword a little bit, but, in terms of it helping the other team maybe get excited at the start. But in the second half, it's going to help us tremendously, because as they wear down, our crowd is going to lift us up and be cheering for us. And obviously our home record over the last four and a half years speaks for itself. It makes a big difference to be playing at home in front of your own crowd.
And while you're talking about crowd, it seems like, at least from reading the numbers, that the style of play is conducive to the crowd kind of being engaged in the game. Looking at Warner Pacific, they average, what, around 87 per game? Your squad, over 80 points per game. What is it about this conference that leads to, a lot of high-scoring games?
Well, you've got great shooting. One thing at this level that you have that might be the one area where it's better, maybe, than you can argue, than Division I level, is the shooting top to bottom on every roster is tremendous. I mean, there's guys that could never athletically or size-wise play in a place like Boise State or in the Mountain West Conference, but they are able to play at a small college because they can do that one thing, and that is shoot. And we don't have the depth in terms of size and athleticism because of our scholarship numbers as Division I teams. So when you're looking to your depth, you're trying to find guys that have a particular skill that they do well, and usually that skill is going to be shooting. And so you may have some guys that, maybe aren't the best defensively, maybe aren't the best rebounding-wise, but, boy, they can stand there from 26 feet, and if they're open, they're knocking it down. And so that makes it really spreads your defense out and creates some real issues for you. And, then there's some teams that maybe haven't been able to recruit the athleticism that we have here at C of I, or the size that we have at C of I. So their only hope is to shoot a ton of threes. We have a team we're playing Saturday night in Multnomah University that has only one game this year that they've taken less than 30 threes in a game. They've taken over 30 threes in every single game they've played but one this year, which is a mind-boggling number. So, you have a lot. The three-point shot is really what has changed the game so much in every level over the last 30 years plus. But, at our level in particular, it's a real advantage for teams the way they shoot the ball. And so it's a real up-and-down style. It's fun, and there's a lot of threes that go up. And there is no doubt it is a very, very fun thing to watch as a spectator. It's not always fun to watch as a coach, because you're pulling your hair out trying to make sure that your guys are getting out defensively on those three-point shooters. But, it is certainly fun to watch as a spectator.
Scott, as I've mentioned, you're in your fifth season. You've won 111 games out of, 151, it looks like. A tremendous record. A couple of conference championships, three times going to the NAIA tournament. Why do you think you've been successful? Why has the program been successful to the level it has over the last, say, five seasons?
Well, it always starts in recruiting at any level. I mean, you've got to get not only good players, but I think I really believe that high character players is really important. And so I think that the combination of the talent level that we've had and the character that we've had within our program has been a really good combination to handle those adverse situations that come up during a season. And this place, the College of Idaho, is really made to help kids survive and find their way to becoming grown men on this campus with high character. The way that we have the small class sizes, the intimate relationships that you're able to get with not only with your coaches and your teammates, but with other people on campus, including your professors, really sets up well. People are getting a great experience here. And so our guys love being here, and they love being a part of it. And I think we've built a real sense of pride in our program. And that's why people are coming out. Our games have become a community event where people are coming out and getting out there and being a part of it. And so obviously having that home court advantage has really helped us. So I think it's a mixture of those factors. At the end of the day, like I said, it starts in recruiting, and we've been able to, we have a place with the things that we're able to sell here, being, the number one academic school in the state of Idaho, being a place where there's going to be 1,700 to 2,000 fans that show up to your games every single night, and being a place that has won a national championship before, so we can actually tell our players in recruiting, the kids that we're recruiting, that you're coming here with an opportunity to actually play for a conference championship and a national championship. I think those areas have really, really helped us to get some of the best players both here in Idaho and throughout the Western United States, and some guys internationally as well. So that's been really good for us. And I will add to that that I think our staff's done a really good job of identifying the local talent here. You know, we have a lot of players that are contributing to our winning basketball and our winning style of basketball that are from the state of Idaho. You know, our starting point guard, Talon Pinckney, graduated from Centennial. Our starting three-man, Nate Bernier, graduated from Rocky Mountain. You know, Gibson Berryhill is playing tremendous right now off the bench, a Timberline High grad. You know, Justin Saunders and Ivory Williams, our freshman class this year, are both Idaho kids, along with Jake Bruner as a sophomore. So we've got, you know, Dom Holsey's a fifth-year senior that's started for us our last couple games, that went to Liberty Charter here locally. So that sense of pride in the program isn't just coming from being a part of the special program, but they're also playing in front of their family and friends, and they want to do well. You know, they've got the College of Idaho on those jerseys. They want to represent their state well.